Okay, fun seekers, we're going to do our best to dissuade you from ever gambling. I'm sorry, speculating in options. So let's read together the bonus assignment that will count for you if you take it, if you do it, and won't count against you if you don't. So it's up to you. At Yahoo Finance or MarketWatch, or there's plenty of places to find options quotes. They're actually the premiums, not the prices of the option, but everyone calls them the prices. Record the option price, also known as the option premium, of the June 2024 call options for Procter & Gamble, PG, with a strike price of about $160. Do the same for Google with a strike price of about $130. Now, by the time you get to this, the prices of these stocks might be a little different. So what you want to do is you want to get the price that this, you want to use the stock price at the current time and get the option that's closest to the current price, because then you'll see more movement. Yeah, that's the idea. 1 week later, record the prices again. If you had purchased a single contract of each, how much would you have gained or how much would you have lost? Now remember, there are 100 shares in each contract, so whatever the option premium price is, whatever the price is, the option price, you have to multiply that by 100. So for example, if the option premium is $2, the option price is $2, you're going to actually spend $200 to buy it because you have to multiply by 100. Every option contract is 100 shares. Now, note that please, we want you to report the options prices, the options premium, not the price of the stock. I mean, you can do that also. But what some people do is they record the price of the stock. No, we don't want to see the price of the stock. We want to see the prices of the options, the premiums of the options, because they're going to bounce up and down like crazy. Of course, you can also follow the prices of the stock, but more importantly, we want you to see the wide variation of the prices of the option, also known as the premiums of the options. And if you don't understand what I'm talking about, contact me or go back over and do at least the first presentation of Chapter 12. Because, I mean, if you ever do take the Series 7, you want to become a stockbroker, you got to know this stuff really, really well. And it's very confusing. Now, on your own, you can follow the prices of the options every day because you're going to see them bounce up and down. You don't have to use Google and Procter & Gamble. We chose Google because it's volatile. It's a tech stock. And Procter & Gamble, consumer products, not as volatile. So if you want to use two stocks of your own, just make sure one is more volatile than the other. And there's another measure of volatility called beta. You can look up beta if you didn't already do that in Chapter 11 on Investopedia or anywhere you want to do research. Now, you must answer this question. After seeing what happens in a week, would you consider trading options? Why or why not, right? And my humble opinion, just don't do it. And this is where the sharks will come in. Ooh, you can make 100% in one day. Yeah, your option can go from $1 to $2 in one day, and the next day can go to zero. Whoopee. And it's not investing, it's gambling. And, You decide, because we really do want to know. We want to know because we love to hear different points of view. I've never touched an option. I don't think I ever will. I've thought about it, writing covered calls, which isn't buying options, it's selling options, or selling what are called naked puts when you have the money and you're not really naked, and that you're not uncovered, not naked. But I just never done it. I don't think I ever will. So there you go, and I'm pretty old. You decide what you think about options, but stay away from them, please. Remember, we don't teach people about syphilis so that they will get syphilis. We teach people about syphilis to avoid syphilis. And we're teaching you about options for the exact same reason. Thank you so much for being in our class. Think of how much you have learned. You are the investment guru for your friends and family and coworkers. You are awesome.